No, she thought coldly. Some of them know. That's why these three showed up to meet us.
That's the Divar toy, Roland said flatly. Not a question.
Yeah, Dinky said. The good old Divar toy.
He stood beside Roland and pointed at a large white building near the dormitories.
See that white one? That's Heartbreak House, where the Kantoi live. Ted calls them the Lowmen. They're Tyheen-human hybrids. And they don't call it the Divar toy, they call it Algol Siento, which means
Blue Heaven, Roland said. And Jake realized why. All of the buildings except for the rock towers had blue-tiled roofs. Not Narnia, but Blue Heaven, where a bunch of folks were busy bringing about the end of the world. All the worlds.
6.
It looks like the pleasantest place in existence, at least since Inworld fell, Ted said, doesn't it?
Pretty nice, all right, Eddie agreed.
He had at least 1,000 questions, and guessed Suze and Jake probably had another 1,000 between them, but this wasn't the time to ask them. In any case, he kept looking at that wonderful little 100-acre oasis down there. The one sunny green spot in all of Thunderclap. The one nice place. And why not? Nothing but the best for our breaker buddies. And in spite of himself, one question did slip out.
Ted, why does the Crimson King want to bring the tower down, do you know?
Ted gave him a brief glance. Eddie thought it cool, maybe downright cold, until the man smiled. When he did, his whole face lit up. Also, his eyes had quit doing that creepy in-and-out thing, which was a big improvement.
He's mad, Ted told him. Nuttier than a fruitcake. Riding the fabled rubber bicycle. Didn't I tell you that?